know beforehand. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The White House insists it had no advance notice of the search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home by the FBI.
President Biden was not briefed in advance, and no White House staff was given a heads up before yesterday's FBI search of former President Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago.
We learned about this. The president learned about this just like you all did through the public reports. And we learned about this just like the American people did.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre would not comment on the decision to seek a search warrant.
The Justice Department conducts investigations independently, and we leave any law enforcement matters to them.
Republican lawmakers are demanding briefings and answers from the Attorney General and FBI Director. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On his social media site, Trump accused President Biden of having prior knowledge. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Scott Perry says his cell phone was seized this morning by FBI agents who had a search warrant. The circumstances surrounding the seizure were not immediately known, but Perry has been a figure in the House January 6th committee's investigation. Perry called the action banana. A Republic tactics. Life without parole for a suburban Dallas father in the fatal shootings of his two teenage daughters in 2008. Yasser Saeed evaded capture for more than 12 years.
Saeed, who was detained by the FBI in 2020 after going on the run, pled not guilty, claiming the teens were alive when he left them in the cab, alleging he fled the taxi because he thought someone was following him. Prosecutors alleged he was angered over losing control of his family, playing a 911 call from one of the teens telling the operator her father shot her.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. A week before the girls were killed, they and their mother had left their home and went to Oklahoma to escape Saeed. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
An update on the condition of an Emmy-nominated actress who crashed her vehicle in Southern California last week.
Actress Anne Heche remains in a coma in extreme critical condition following her crash into a home in the Mar Vista section of Los Angeles. Newly obtained doorbell video shows Heche's car speeding down a residential road moments before crashing into the home. TMZ reports that Heche hit a garage door with her car, according to witnesses, but fled the scene. The actress has a significant pulmonary injury requiring mechanical ventilation and burns that require surgical intervention. Police are investigating Heche for driving under the influence, and legal experts told Fox News Digital she could be charged with reckless hit and run and potentially a DUI. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A jury has been selected in the second trial of two men charged with conspiring to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer over their issues with restrictions early in the pandemic. The judge and lawyers settled on 18 people, including six alternates, to hear the case against Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. A jury in April couldn't reach a verdict on the two men. Two co-defendants were acquitted and two more pleaded guilty earlier. A once popular discounter is cutting its staff.
Chicago-based e-commerce marketplace company Groupon has laid off more than 500 employees, or some 15% of its workers, as it struggles with sales. Affected departments include sales, engineering, merchant development, and marketing. Its chief executive had told staff the organization needed to streamline. He's making a push toward cutting costs, improving productivity, and automating some functions. This is the tech industry gets especially hard hit by either layoffs or hiring freezes. 32,000 tech workers have been let go this year alone, according to a report published by Crunchbase.
Fox's Lillian Wu. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.